This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You get it? It's not because you're awesome. I know you're awesome. Everybody's awesome. But it's not because you're awesome that you're doing these deeds. It's because Allah has gifted you. And if you do not, if you do not show shukr, if you do not show thankfulness and gratitude for these gifts, they can and will be taken away. Everyone goes through this. Where they're up here, they're arrogant, look down on others, and they always end up down here. And then they end up doing what they used to mock others for doing. It's like clockwork. It just happens. That's how it works. Now here's the problem, is that when you're up, when you are able to practice, and you are able to really put in that work, in ibadah, in worship, and you feel like you're in Amen high, shaitan will try to make you pleased with yourself and look down on others. Now, what's the cure to that? The cure is the realization that it's a gift. That you should actually be showing thankfulness, not arrogance. Don't be pleased with yourself. Allah gave you that gift, and He can take it away. It's not because you're any better than anyone else. Is everyone getting that? And realize that this other person that you're looking down on, had you been in their situation, walked their shoes, had their experiences, you could have been worse than them. Had it not been for the protection and guidance of Allah, you could be worse than them. And we always have to realize that. Do you guys get it? So the arrogance becomes the door. Now what happens, and it's all in this question, subhanAllah, that whole cycle. Now what happens is when that temporary high, I told you it's spiritual steroids, it's temporary. It naturally goes up and down. Allah and His Messenger tell us this. Iman goes up and down. The Prophet ﷺ was approached by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and another companion saying, we're hypocrites. We've become hypocrites. And the Prophet ﷺ said, why are you saying this? And they said, because when we're with you, we our iman is so high, it's as if we can see Jannah and Jahannam, hell and heaven, with our eyes. But when we go to our families, it's not the same. And the Prophet ﷺ, look how he replies. He said, if you have the same iman all the time as when you're with me, the angels would shake hands with you in the streets. Y'all wouldn't be human, you'd be angels. This isn't the design. And the Prophet ﷺ teaches an important lesson that iman rises and falls. Rises and falls. If you have the expectation that you were put on this earth to be an angel, then yes, you're going to be disappointed. Because you weren't put on this earth to be an angel. You were put on this earth to be human, but you were put on this earth to rise and fall, and every time you fall, you get back up. That's what you were put on this earth to do, is that you have to keep getting back up. You have to just keep doing it. And you just have to keep going, and you have to keep making that U-turn, that tawbah, that return to Allah. That's your role. Your role is not to just be flawless and to be at this constant high and floating around. Yeah? You don't even walk, you just float. Okay? That's not the design of dunya, and that's definitely not the design of being human. Okay? So the idea is that from when you're on top, that's how shaitan tries to trick you. And the antidote for that is the realization that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gifted you and protected you. Okay? And to give thanks. Now, what happens when that peak, because the steroids have naturally wore off, and now you start to go down because the steroids aren't there anymore. Naturally, iman rises and falls. Now what happens, this is the critical point, is when your high is starting to go down, this is where people lose hope. This is where despair comes in. I told you shaitan comes from different doors depending where you're at, yeah? When your high comes through arrogance and judgmental, being judgmental of others, looking down on others, being ungrateful, the gifts of Allah. But when you are down, he'll come through the door of despair. He'll come through that door saying, look at you. Yeah? You used to do this and that. You were up there and you were practicing and you were awesome. You were the king of the world. Now, you're such a failure. You aren't even able to do these things anymore. You might as well just give up. It's to make you feel so bad about yourself that you give up. You see, that's also a trick. It's just the door of shaitan. It's a trick. Here's the reality. You were never perfect, and you were never meant to be perfect. Even when you were up high, you weren't perfect. You weren't perfect. And so what happens is that when you start to get lower, don't lose hope. The answer is, let me summarize it. When you're up high, don't be ungrateful, don't be arrogant, and don't be judgmental. And when you're low, don't lose hope. Don't despair. That's really how you keep that balance. And so what ends up happening if you have that balance is that with the ups and downs of iman, you don't crash and burn. Because you don't, when you get low, you keep going, you striving, and then eventually you'll come back up. Do you understand? But if you lose hope when you start getting down, it doesn't look like this, it looks like this. You get it? So you'll actually start to crash. One of the first things Shaitan will try to make you do when you're going down is to loosen the salah. Is to let go of the salah. You know what? Look at you. You are such a hypocrite. You do this and this and this and commit this sin and commit that sin, and now you're going to go and pray, pretend you're all holy? You're such a hypocrite. You're two-faced. Sound familiar? And the idea here is, just don't pray. He wants you to lose that oxygen so that you'll just die spiritually. You get it? Keep going. Even if you're committing this sin and this sin and that sin, keep breathing. You feel me? You have to keep breathing. Because it's that oxygen, it's that salah that's going to enable you to stop committing that sin. Eventually, inshallah, by the grace of Allah. Okay? أخوني قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه غفور رحيم سبحانك الله وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك جزاك الله خير السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته